So, using the word ought, you'd say, if a boy got a whipping, you'd say, well, I bet he did something
he should not have done.
Or using the word ought.
I would not say he oughtn't have done.
Okay. How would you say it with ought?
How would you say it with the word ought?
You ought to have done better.
Okay. And if someone asks you to do something and you refuse to do that, you might say, well, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just...
I will not do it.
Or I just...
refuse?
Or I just walk
by yourself.
All the time. Okay. Say, if you had done some real hard work all by yourself and all the time you were working, a friend of yours was just standing there watching you, you might ask, tell him later. You know, instead of just standing there, you know, you might... Would you say you might have...
What was the first part of it?
Say, if you had done some hard work all by yourself, and all the time a friend of yours was standing there and just watching you work, when you get through, you might tell him, you know, instead of just standing there, you might...
You might help me.
Okay. Okay, and the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Owl.
Okay, what about the little owl?
Screech owl.
Okay, and the big one?
Hoot owl.
Okay. And the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpeckers.
Okay, did you ever hear that call anything else?
Peckerwood.
Okay. Have you ever heard that word referring to people? You ever heard of calling somebody a peckerwood?
Well, in a slang, if I don't know, probably have.
Yeah.
I don't recall
it. Does it mean something bad, or is it just sort of joking, or what?
Well, I'd say it's a... worthless song of all.
Okay. This is a black and white animal that's got a real strong smell.
Polecat.
Okay.
Skunk.
Okay. And say some animals have been coming and getting in your hen house, and you didn't know what kind they were exactly, but you might say, well, I'm going to get me a gun and kill those.
Skunk. Varmint.
Okay. What do you mean by the word varmint? What does that mean?
Well, I think I've looked up the meaning of it. It's, I don't remember.
I mean, would you talk about a rat?
Just a wild animal, I'd say. Not a, you know, something comes to destroy your poultry around the house. Mm-hmm. There's different kinds. There's minks and, of course, rats eat some garbage and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's several different ones.
Okay. And this is a bushy-tailed animal that'll get up in the treetops.
A coon?
Okay, but something you'd see even in the city.
Squirrel?
Squirrel?
Okay.
Oh, we've got lots of them in the yard.
What different types of squirrels are there?
Gray and red, I believe we call them.
Okay. And this is something like a squirrel, only it can't climb trees. It's a little bit smaller, too.
A chipmunk?
Okay, what does that look like?
Kind of like a groundhog, I think, if you know what... I don't know. I don't know, I ever saw one.
Okay. And what kinds of fish do you get around here?